Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Another public hearing on rent-stabilized apartments will be held tonight on the Upper West Side. The city's Rent Guidelines Board has proposed increases of up to 4.75% for one-year leases, up to 7.75% for two-year leases. Landlords say they need the money to keep up with property taxes and repairs. Tenants rallied last night in Washington Heights demanding a rent freeze. Tonight's meeting will be held at Symphony Space on Broadway and West 95th Street from 5 to 8 p.m. A final vote on the rent hike will be held June 30th. The largest boys and girls club in the nation is about to take shape in Astoria, Queens.
Construction will begin later this year for the $293 million renovation and expansion of the aging facility here on 30th Road in Astoria. $7.5 million is coming from the city council. And Speaker Adrian Adams, a candidate for mayor, will be here to celebrate. The new Boys and Girls Club is expected to serve 16,000 young New Yorkers. Plans include a planetarium, a 1,500-seat arena, a new pool, a 400-seat school, and a 250-seat theater. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Astoria.
Well, some residents of Bay Ridge are now pushing back against a plan to install more city bike stations in the neighborhood. They're afraid what might happen to parking.
The DOT plan, lots of city bike stations here. In fact, 50 of them installed probably later this year and into the winter. James Vavis is president of the Merchants of 3rd Avenue. He says 100 parking spots in this community could be lost, but it goes beyond that.
I'm hoping that the city will reevaluate their decision on the amount of locations that they plan to put throughout Bay Ridge and specifically 3rd Avenue. I'm hoping that they will not take up any parking spots in Bay Ridge because they're already not enough parking spots for the amount of vehicles that are here.
Novava says, in his opinion, there is certainly some value to adding some city bike stations to Bay Ridge, but under this plan, there'll be one within a 2 to 5 minute walk of each other. And he says that's too much. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Well, the orange boats are going green. Staten Island ferry vessels will now be powered with a renewable diesel fuel that spits out fewer greenhouse gas emissions. The fuel is a blend of alcohols, oils, fats, and hydrogen that makes a cleaner burning chemical equivalent to traditional diesel. Officials say it can produce as little as 40% of the carbon dioxide and nitrogen oxide emissions associated with traditional diesel. After months of testing the fuel, the city this week received its first delivery of more than 300,000 gallons, and we'll start pumping it into the boats immediately. Well, the Kool-Aid man is getting healthier.
Oh, yeah.
Its maker, Kraft Heinz, has announced that it's going to remove all chemical dyes from its food products.
The maker of Heinz ketchup, Kraft macaroni and cheese, Jell-O, and Kool-Aid says it will eliminate all artificial colors, including red number 40 and blue number 1, by the end of 2027. In April, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said he wanted petroleum-based dyes removed from all food by the end of next year. He believes they lead to chronic disease.
They want to eat petroleum. They ought to add it themselves at home. They shouldn't be feeding it to the rest of us.
Correspondent Michael Wallace, Kraft Heinz is the first major food company to officially announce plans to stop using artificial colors. More witness testimony at the Sean Diddy Combs trial today. Special Agent Delisa Penland with the U.S. Attorney's Office is back on the stand reviewing evidence in the case. She's been going over travel records for Combs, his ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura, and at least one sex worker. Later today, one of Combs' former personal assistants, Brendan Paul, is expected to testify. Prosecutors hope to rest their case this week. Combs faces up to life in prison if convicted on all racketeering and sex trafficking charges he's facing. The sheep are back on Governor's Island, and we are not trying to pull the wool over your eyes. The animals will be there all summer long, in fact, to munch on invasive plants. This is the fifth season on the island for the sheep. To date, they've eaten around 15 acres worth of invasive plant species. The animals are named Evening, Chad, Philip Aries, Bowie, and Jupiter, and they come from a farm in Albany where they will go back at the end of September. Mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani has received another endorsement. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders writing on social media that Mamdani can stand up to powerful corporate interests and fight for the working class. Mamdani previously received an endorsement from another progressive leader, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Sanders also endorsing Councilman Justin Brannon for city controller. Meanwhile, former HUD secretary during the Clinton administration, Henry Cisneros, endorsed Andrew Cuomo for mayor. He says Cuomo has a proven track record when it comes to building affordable housing. Well, the city council today holding a hearing on a gun bill, one which would require the display of public health warnings in gun stores. City council member Eric Botcher introduced the bill.
Think that cigarette packets in Europe, when you buy a cigarette, they sell cigarette packets in Europe that have graphic warnings. They graphically illustrate the dangers of smoking. We're applying that same concept to gun sales.
Now, Botcher says the notice would warn that guns increase the risk of suicide, homicide, and unintentional deaths. There are 14 gun stores open within city limits. Well, a body found today inside a Bronx apartment. Police discovered the 58-year-old man yesterday morning after receiving a call about a foul odor, that is, coming from inside the apartment on Ellesmere Place in the West Farm section. He had a trauma wound on his back. According to investigators, an autopsy is going to be performed to determine the cause of death.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.